Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
James in Philadelphia, you're on CBS Sports Radio. James, yeah, you're on.
Oh, I didn't hear James. What's up, baby? How you doing?
Hey, dude.
All right, well, as a quarter-century Knicks fan, right. I've been snorting tequila, so just save it. Give it to the rest of the bar.
Right.
All right, so now we're at the point, as a Knicks franchise, that if we even think about – I lived through the McDyche, the Melo, the Stoudemire, and now if we even think of signing an all-star player, here we go. Like, down he goes. Down he goes.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, I don't know what to say other than, I mean, it really is crazy. You know, there's talk. I was reading this stuff about, there were 20 players that they had stats for. I was reading this in this article today that Carver Hyde gave me from this Kevin Pelton guy at ESPN about 20 guys that they had stats for their season of their Achilles injury, and the following year, four of the 20 performed better and returned, better than projected based on their pre-injury stats. So on average, the players have performed, however, for 8% worse than projected in coming back from Achilles ruptures. And, they're saying that now it's getting better. Over the last decade, the figure's gone from 8% to 6.5%, so they think the rehab is better, the, procedural factor of how they go about, PT. And 3 out of 11 players have beaten their projections, which is not good. 3 out of 11 is not good, if you ask me. So they believe that, a guy like Rudy Gay did it. I mean, he came back and he posted a career-best 58% shooting percentage this year at age 32. So everyone knows that Rudy Gay can flat-out score, right? That's what he does. He's just a guy who gets a ball, puts it in the hole. And you know what he reminds me of? Like, I think Rudy Gay's better, but Michael Beasley was that way. You know what I mean? Just got the ball and scored. That's what that guy did. That was his job, scoring. And Durant's best days are allegedly, they say, behind him. I don't know if I believe that. This is before the injury. This guy's saying that his best days were behind him, that he's going to be 31 prior to the next season. Still, they applied the 6.5% decrease to his stats. It would leave him as still one of the league's best players, if perhaps no longer, it says here, as the single best player in the league. I think all that is crazy to hear all this stuff about, they're going to be 6.5% worse, 8% worse, whatever. Bottom line is this, is that I believe that players come back from this injury are never the same, right? That's it. That's just all there is to it. You 3 out of 11 is not good, right? Drop of 6.5% in your numbers, that's not good. None of it's good, right? So what I didn't like was actually, to be honest with you, is hearing Mitch tell me that this guy would sign for 4 years and play for 3. So you're going to pay him $38 million to not play. I mean, that makes me sick to my stomach. So he's going to miss the whole year. And now there's some people saying, it's 7.5 month recovery. There's no way, I believe, a 31-year-old guy will come back from an Achilles tear in 7.5 months. Now, your boy Boogie Cousins, they literally brought him back 1 week from a year. 1 week under a year. I've heard some of the best guys in the league that have done it, that have tore their Achilles, that have, in my opinion, literally, I saw a couple of guys that I was looking at that were actually, came back. Brandon Jennings, who I believe is, Brandon Jennings is a flat-out player. That guy can flat-out score, and he's fast. The whole deal. Brandon Jennings did a lot of his buckets on speed, right? He'd lose you, get space, and score on you. He also didn't return until 11 months after he tore his Achilles. So they believe that the Warriors, it sounds like to me, that they believe, from what I'm hearing, that the long-term plan is smarter for him in that not 7.5 months. That's not happening. I don't believe that for 1 minute. 11 months, I don't believe. 12 months, I do believe. And the longer the approach, the safer the approach. Now, this guy just came back after a month of tearing his calf, and look what happened. So why would they, in God's name, let this guy come back anytime before 11 months? If you ask me, is insanity.
Especially if you're in two of the most prominent situations of where he's probably going to go, whether it's the Warriors or the Knicks. If you're the Warriors, and you have him for 4 years after this, well, then you're still going to be good with Klay and Draymond and Curry. So you're not going to need to rush him back. You're going to have him take him time. And if you're the Knicks and you have him for those 4 years, you're saying, we need him to be good for the other three. The last thing we're going to do is rush him back. The season's probably going to be lost by that point if you go and sign him. And that's where all your salary cap money goes. So you're not going to rush him back to not make the playoffs.
So
you're going to say, sit out for the whole year. We'll see you next year.
So do you draft R.J. Barrett and then try to get another star player? Because there's talk of Kemba Walker. If the Hornets don't want him, the Knicks do. And would you sign him and then go with R.J. Barrett and Kemba Walker or Kyrie Irving, someone like that? Let's face facts. You've got to get a good player. Otherwise, your entire season next year is a wash again. They will lose like no one's business, in my opinion, with Kevin Knox and, R.J. Barrett, and then Moutier they'll keep, Dennis Smith they'll keep. They're not trading. I don't believe for 1 minute. Do you actually believe for 1 minute they're getting Anthony Davis?
No, they don't have enough.
I think the Lakers and Celtics have a better chance.
Yeah, they don't have enough to do it. Here's the other thing you have to remember. If it is the Knicks that end up signing him, it's not 12 months. He's actually going to get 15 or 16. Are the Knicks going to be playing next June? Probably not.
No.
So he's going to get 15 or 16 months. He's going to have a whole summer on top of that. He won't play again until October.
November.
October, November of 2020. So he's going to have almost a year and a half that he's going to have to get ready. And I think that that's even better. There's going to be no pressure to rush back because the Knicks aren't going to be playing deep into the playoffs. I think that those are things that also are going to be considered by everybody. And if I'm the Knicks, I could absolutely see the Knicks doing this. This is something that I could – that this is so Nick.
Does that make you sick, though?
Look, it is what it is. This is the – you know, what you might have to do to get your hands on a player like this. And they will sign somebody else, too. Let's say that they this another player knows that they
He'll
have Durant.
He'll be 32 then when he plays.
Okay, so you're going
to
have to get three great years out of him. You got to hope you're going to get 3 great years out of him.
That's
him with a year and a half off.
But pay him for 4.
But he's going to have a year and a half off.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You know, he's going to have that too.
Do you believe, Mafia, that he's going to come back and be in whatever it is, 15 months because of the extra time, June, July, August, September, October, November. It's 5 full months over June till they play that matters. I wouldn't play him in a preseason game if you paid me. I would just get him back for November 1st, whatever it is, moving forward. Do you believe that that's what's going to happen, and it's smart for them to just eat the year.
That is, if they sign him, that's what's going to happen. They're not going to rush him back, and that's the smartest thing for them to do, although it's a big risk because, yes, he is one of the best, if not the best players in the league, but like you said, he's going to be 32 at that point. He's had injury history, so it's not like this is the first time the guy's gone down and say, okay, it was a fluke. You know, he should be fine, and in the last 3 years of the contract, he could turn to Kobe and be hurt every year because that's how his body's been so far. The one advantage he has over a guy like Kobe or some of these other guys trying to come back from his injury is he's not necessarily a guy who – he has that quick burst ability and he uses that, but his big advantage on everybody that he plays against is that size. And not that he's a big man, you know, going and posting up, but that he's got guards guarding him or small forwards, and he's still 6'10" and can shoot over them. That's the big thing that's going to be, you know, easier on the comeback for him is that he just has to use that jump shot. He doesn't have to drive past guys and dunk. He doesn't have to have some, you know, 8-7-footer, 300 pounds pounding on him and his Achilles. He just has to shoot jump shots. So that'll hopefully help him out. But it's still a risk. He's going to be older, and he's got injury history.
There's no doubt that guy's got injury history now. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He had the Frank injury. I mean, he's had the foot
He's had some of the worst ones. The feet, the legs, like all the things that he needs the most.
I'm telling you, his wheels are going.
The back's the only thing that hasn't gone yet. That's next on the list.
I mean, honestly, this guy's wheels have been a problem. They're as bad as mine.
This sets up perfectly for Nick to sign this guy. It sets up perfectly.
Get the wounded superstar, the
and
old man.
And if they're still going to tell him that we're going to pay you everything, he will probably still do what he said he was going to
do. What do you think of Durant and what's going to happen with Durant? Call the show, 855-212-4CBS.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.